Today, Be'ezer Hashem, be learned of Ayin Chasa Masechta Ksubos. Some of the topics we're learning about include: when a woman gets married, her property and belongings remain hers, but her husband acquires certain rights to them in one of two ways. Nichzei Tzar and Barzel are those properties which are assessed and written into the Ksuba. The husband acquires all rights to them during the marriage. Therefore, in the event of divorce or the husband's death, these properties or their value must be returned to her at the assessed value at the time of the marriage. Any increase or decrease in value accrues to him. Nichzei Maluk are those properties which are not assessed and written into the Ksuba. They remain in her possession. She owns the guf, and the husband merely has the rights to its peiros, its produce, or profits. Therefore, in the event of divorce or the husband's death, these properties are returned to her at their current value at the time of the divorce. Any increase or decrease in value accrues to her. The Gemara in this daf discusses Nichzei Milug, which belong to her. Based on this, it would seem that if a woman sold these properties, the sale would be valid, and the husband would now have the rights to the money she received. However, as we will see, this is not always so. The Mishnah will discuss four cases of a woman selling Nichzei Milug properties. Properties that she acquired before she was even in Arusa, and now she's in Arusa. Properties that she acquired after she was in Arusa, and now she is in Arusa. Properties that she acquired before she was Narusa or before she was a Nisua and now she is a Nisua. Properties that she acquired after she was a Nisua and she is now a Nisua.